St Ninian's Isle is a tombola, an island joined to mainland Shetland by a wide stretch of sand. The little chapel of St Ninian, with its treasure hoard, was unearthed in the late 1950s. The isle remains one of my favourite places for its beauty and tranquility. St Ninian's Isle. It had to be a saint that strayed this far north, that cared about the souls of Pictish fisher folk. Fu' the bairns of Rurik, man agaped at mainit biggit chapels, walked in silence. Some e'en man ashan them wha the politics took, swain hom, selkie gyo, geet them bare and kill fae Ireland strippet rigs or Buckton's tunes. Eens here they never could have left, trist slaked with beauty, air laced with sat and honey. St. Francis could have felt at home here, if he'd come to Ninian's Isle. On a warm day, he might have taught himself on some green southern shore. The burning pavements o' a seasy couldn't have kempt with this pale northern strand. A glisk on water as it kissed the sheenin' sand, a smush o' sandy loos around his feet, shistin' froed along the shurmel as he good. He would have traded Martins for a single laverick o' the luft, sheerlin' blessings on good and all alick. And i'd awa in Ninian's kirk, he would have fun a font fult wi' a stirling's laughter. And in this quiet place, a wagtail might have tippet in to sit wi' him, as she sits up at the altar noo, her flight, a pretty chancel dance, with dips and turtles that's lifted centuries of hearts. She'd be his perfect canter for a chorus of good words. Here, on a bony day, with birds up in the wing, ah, but the hardest hearts could find themselves communing with a greater scheme of things.